is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Also, the system that I learn is that it's May 20th, 2021. The Geeks Next Door, episode number 263. Woo! I threw it right at you guys. You weren't even expecting it, were you?
Aw, you sons of bitches.
I was not expecting you to say anything. I was just thinking we'd just, you know, be rolling. And
why would we ever roll? Do that? What are you talking about?
We are rolling with the homies.
How's it going, guys? Adam, how is the Great White North?
It's pretty good. It rained a little bit today, but I'm okay with that. I'm happy.
Because it forced you inside and you didn't have to do anything?
What'd I do today? We put the pontoon in and spent like an hour and a half problem solving why the pontoon wasn't working. So
did you figure it out?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Were you like, hey, Orn, how about we go fishing today?
Pretty close. I just gave him a fishing pole with a bobber on it and no hook, so he can't hook himself. Like, practice casting, buddy.
Well, how can he learn then? Seriously, he's got to learn how to hook himself and then how to push it through, snip it, and pull it back out.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that.
I'm gonna wait.
Well, it'd be fun to see if the Adam jeans run in Orin. You know, how much is he going to hurt himself?
Somehow on fire. Nobody knows how. He's just on fire.
I don't know. He gets a little chesty when I try to take him down a new path.
Chesty? So, did you say chesty?
Chesty. Oh. So if we go for a walk in the woods or something like that, he needs to know like which way we're going. And if I tell him we're going a different way, he gets all crabby. It's weird.
He gets that from his mom.
I'm not saying that. But right. I'm saying that.
So you're working on pontoon stuff, Dave, too. What are you doing? Did you do anything tonight?
We had baseball pictures tonight.
Oh. Okay.
So before the rain.
Baseball.
Baseball pictures.
The rain held off all night. It was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then trying to plan a trip. That's all. Trying to get out of this COVID land and
into a more COVID land.
More COVID land.
A place where COVID runs like milk and honey.
Right.
Okay. So.
Cool. What about you, Dave? When is your planned tripping? When are you planning for approximately?
Approximately the middle of September.
Oh, okay. That's way before our trip in April or whatever, or March, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. What about you, Dave? How's your night?
It was good. It's like, didn't really do a lot. Just busy at work, doing stuff there. But, yeah. Not too much. Not too much. It's been a pretty low-key week.
Not yet. We got a few weeks for that, low-key.
Yeah. So, like I said, they're redoing all of our roads. But, so they redid the gas, they're redoing the water. So, the other night, it had to be Wednesday. Yeah, so yesterday. They had to do our... They basically said, like, hey, man, you gotta turn off your water main. Cool. And then they were like, they hooked the big hose up. You know, so they ran basically pipes all around the neighborhood, hooked these huge hoses up, and they basically just run it right to your outside faucet. You know, like you hook your hose up to. I did not know that if you just hook up water to that end, you could pump water through what you'd think would be an out. Because, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
That makes sense.
But if you pump water in through that, just gives you water to the house.
Pipes kind of go the same way. They just go a little bit different direction.
Right. You're used to water, just water goes out of them. You're like, water doesn't go into them.
Huh. That's kind of cool. So there must be like a pressure thing there that whenever you turn on the water, it goes that.
Oh, yeah. As of now, they said like, hey, man, because it's not tagged, they're all just pipes they're not designed to do exactly what they're supposed to do. They work the way it's like, so when you turn it on, there'll be like a split second of it going like it sprays a little bit, you know, because it's basically just the air pumping the air backwards. It's like veins becoming arteries and arteries becoming veins. It's like it's not used to doing what it is, but it works. Pretty cool.
Cool. So. That's neat. I bet you the kid likes watching him work out there and stuff. Huh?
Hell yeah, man. He's always like every morning, he's like spending, like, what the fuck? What's going on up here, man? There's a bunch of shit going on. Yeah.
Time for school, buddy. Every day. I don't need to go to school. But do this yeah, exactly. for my life.
It's all like, hey, man, there's so much more stuff out there. But yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like, it's funny though. Like, I guess they left a note on the door saying, like, hey, we got to do this, and it was at like 10:30 in the morning on Wednesday, and nobody in the neighborhood is home. So they're out there, and on Wednesday it started raining at like 6 o'clock. So they're out there finishing up all their work in all the houses because they have to do it between like 5 and 6 when it's starting to downpour. And everyone's like, hey, man, hook my water up. And they're like, okay. So they were getting pretty, and they weren't crabby or anything, but it was just fun to go like, hey, like they can't really finish their work until everyone gets home from right. work.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Idiots.
Cool. Well,
what about you, man? What'd you do today?
I ran. I dodged geese. They got mad because whenever there's a baby around, they get especially angry and they go.
Right.
And
yeah.
I knew it was gonna happen.
Why were they attacking your kids?
Not my kids. Their kids. And oh. I haven't yeah. said I'm not gonna. I'm not. I'm just running by, Mr. Goose. I'm not gonna attack you. And it was like. And there was another one, and I was like. I see you. I'm not going to attack your kids. I'm just running by. And he like got, you know, put his feathers up and came at me. He's like, so I had to get big. I was like, ah.
Yeah, you come at me. Yeah. I'm going to come back at you, though.
Yeah, geese are weird this time of year. I suppose anything is.
Yep.
True.
Yeah.
Then we had baseball.
They just happen to be in our neighborhoods. They're like, it's like, well, if you want not be by people,
I know, right?
Go somewhere where there isn't a shit ton of people.
I know. They're everywhere. We got through 3 innings today. It's a new record. Kids are doing better.
Ooh.
Hitting the ball. They're all doing great. It's fun. And all that right. was my day.
Right. How many times do you guys get together in a week? Twice or?
Oh, they're not on the Dave 2 schedule of like no. every other
the Dave
day.
2 schedule is like every day yeah. and all weekend. And
nope. This is Tuesdays are practice. Thursdays are games. So.
But I mean, are you supposed to be in the weight room and fucking in between?
Oh, I yeah, am. Stuff? I am. They're not. They're still working. They won't let them in. I like my boys need to go lift. They're like, we don't let kids lift. I was like, what the fuck you mean you don't let kids lift?
The kids are lift. Come on, fuckers.
Is it because they don't have masks on?
Just grab a just grab a 3-pound thing and just have them start doing some.
And just tie some extra like tie some rolls of quarters into their clothes, man, and they just feel walking around with that extra weight.
Start roll. Just put them in their socks. They'll never know.
Yeah.
Does that work? Because that'd be cool.
I don't know.
Yes, it works.
It's like the,
Adam.
It's like the 80s. 80s. Was it 80s ankle weights?
Yeah, ankles, weights, oh, and yeah. wrist weights.
I forgot about those. My mom had a pair. I don't think they worked.
They're really bad.
Adam's like, I put it on my dick.
They're really.
I tried
bad.
To stretch that bad boy out.
Yeah, it was Dwayne Johnson's dad called him thinking curls. Go do some thinking curls.
Thinking curls. Yeah, exactly.
Do some thinking. Well, it was a fun day, though. You know, Leander got to have a icy, and ooh. Leander tipped up his icy.
Oh, no.
And the icy came out all over him. And he was so sad because he's been talking about all day, all week, really. Because last week he saw a kid have an icy after the game. And he's all week he was talking about this icy. And, you know, it's like a buck. So I was like, he cried. He's all over him. I was like, do you want another one? He's like, immediately stops. He's like, yeah. Like, all right. I know you're upset that you lost your ice, but we'll just get you a new one. It's not a big deal. Man.
He's like, wait a minute. So if I cry, Dad will get me another one.
No, if you drop it, I'll get you a new one.
Damn it. I don't like this flavor. Wham!
I am missing. I have a credit card.
Me?
I have a credit card. So if you today by midnight, if you order Twins tickets, there's no handling fees right now. Okay. On the Twins website. So I ordered like three or four games because, I mean, if you sit in the top row, it's $20 for four tickets. I mean, they have $5 tickets.
Sure.
And that way you can bring the kids. And the fees are usually like $8 each, so you're paying double anyways. But today before midnight, it's free. So I ordered a shit ton of games. And I was looking for my – I can't find my damn credit card to put it on. So.
Oh, it by heart.
I have so many credit cards. No, I'm just kidding. I do not know it by heart. Sorry. So, yeah, if you want to get a good in, good on a Twins game, it's a good day to do it.
Good to know. We should end the podcast early.
Hey, Dave. what do you want to do about this Twins game thing? Do you want to go?
I'm happy to buy like you all tickets. Though. No problem. We can do that. When's Pride Night? We'll fucking make Pride Night an annual tradition.
An annual trip?
That's right. People be like, we're starting to think something's up with these guys. They come every like Pride baseball, night.
It's cool.
If it's in July, I'm more likely going to be free to be able to make it.
Right? It's cool because not a lot of people go. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll be full capacity. What did they say? By July 1st, full capacity?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know when Pride Night is. Sorry. Maybe if I type in Twins, it'll tell me more about Pride Night. Pride Night. Pronoun. Baseball jersey. What? Those are just words they put together. July 7th.
Pride Night.
At 7:10. Is that one of the games I'm going to? No, it's not. There you go. I'll let you guys decide. All right. An arousing support for Twins Pride Night again.
Pride Night. 7th. That's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
No, like, all I know is I have more pride in this beautiful map that I see before me.
It is a beautiful map.
That's
pretty beautiful.
The map, but not only the map, but all the amazing names.
Oh, there's names. You don't even know.
I know. Poets.
We got together for the first time for the first Tuesday in a long time, Adam virtually, because he's visiting Wolves. And we started fleshing out characters for a new game. Made a map for it.
Is this town called Tory or is this river called Tory?
It's the town. The town of Tory.
If you look, the rivers I put are the Fate's Fingers. City names go arc up and geographical names arc down. I'm basically a map genius. I mean,
yes.
I won't admit it, but I'm a map genius. So.
That kind of makes sense. Game.
Okay, map. Map genius.
Yes. Fucking knew it.
All right. Put that down on your list of things to get Chris for shirts that say,
hey, man.
Map genius. Map genius.
Be humble. Let motherfuckers know when you're a map genius. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Just makes a lot of sense.
But what I've been most excited kind of about baseball, other than the kids that really enjoy it and like when they run around home and or they get to home and they're really excited and they're happy and they give me a high five, it's like my whole family has kind of come to the games. And that's cool because they're not real games. I mean, nobody ever gets out in this baseball. They basically, everybody gets to bat once. They all run around the bases. And then we switch. And we do that. Well, this time we did it 3 times. So, and I have to put markers out for each kid to stand on. And I go, okay, go stand out on a marker or on a little circle. And then after every hitter, I make them all switch places to stand. Otherwise, they get fucking bored. Otherwise, they slowly all move up to close to where the pitcher's mound is because they all want to get the ball. And some kids can hit the ball really hard. Tonight, one girl got hit in the chest pretty solidly.
She got in front of the ball. That's what matters, right?
She did. Yeah, you could see her. You could see her. I had a front eye view of her recognition. The ball's coming towards me. She stands up, stands in front of it, puts her glove up. Hits the ground, you know, a few seconds of standing there, and then, So, and then she comes up to me and needs a hug, and I That's kick her funny. And say, "There's no hug, no crying in baseball," and you know, and then she gets mad.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Do they call you Coach Chris?
They do. I'm like, you can just call me Chris. And like then one of the parents got mad at me. He's like, no, that's Coach Chris. Because like, you know, some communities it's Mr. Adam or hello, Mr. Adam or hello, right. Mr. Dave. You know, you got to throw right. a Mr. in the front of that. I've never been about that, but, you know, whatever.
That's why they call D2 third base coach.
Do they call him that?
Nicole, are you the third base coach?
No.
first base coach?
I am not really coach.
Dave is what we like to call... I'm watching the fucking from the stands, you sons of bitches. Don't make me get out there and work.
You need me to score? Okay, I guess I can score this game for you. Thank you for making me a staff member to the app.
You just write down the numbers? Or like, do you know the symbols?
They're... Oh, it's an app. It's literally like...
Oh, that's even lazier.
Ball in play, select what happened, and it moves... the hardest thing is actually putting in all the people before the game. So...
Dude, I remember, like, that's one of those things I remember, like, going to baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, when I went to more baseball games because the Metrodome, whatever. But then there would be the old-timers that had the fucking thing out there. And were I think it's fun. Fucking
get the $2 scorecard.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
It's fun. It occupies your time. You're watching. Right? Then you got a souvenir afterwards. It's great.
You watch the scoreboard to see, was that an error or a single? What are they going to score that one? Yep. No, I still enjoy doing it by hand. But
I enjoy doing it by hand, too, buddy.
Yeah. But you know, these days you got to use an app so people can follow along.
What?
It's cool.
It's not enough that
if parents like tournament weekends, like if parents can't make a game or they have to leave to go do something else, they'll they could follow along and listen to the stream on the app as the plays are being made. It'll actually broadcast what's happening during the game. So.
Yeah, our major field got a feed, a video feed, which is kind of cool. I was like, oh, that's pretty neat. It's only for the grown-up kids, the bigger ones, but it's pretty cool that they put that in. All right, yeah. That's enough baseball talk. We're losing our or our ad, either way. So what's going on in the world? Are we going to see a fucking... Are we going to see a movie tomorrow?
June.
At on our computers together? Other than Dave, too, because he's got to wake up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. So I didn't have to travel for a tournament.
Dude, you know what you do? Remember the old days when you think about all-nighters? You have to wake up and you say, you know what?
Fuck God, it. I couldn't do that.
Stayed
now.
Up all night, baby.
I couldn't do that.
That's
now.
Rough. It's rough whenever you have to interact with your children because you're just like,
you're so much
stop
shorter,
talking.
Dude. Yeah. It's the worst.
If I could just sit out in the 90-degree heat on Saturday, pump myself full of sunscreen, and just sit there and not have to interact, then maybe that'd be okay. But
he's got to be
35. Well,
we play at 8. So the first game's at 8. We have to be the fields by 7. We don't play again until either noon or 2:30, depending on if we win our game or not. They're time limited to starting no new innings after an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay. So no new innings after 1:45.
Yeah.
And no new friends after 40 or no new friends after 30? I don't know your rule.
36.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so he can make...
So that's just a long time just to sit around and watch the other games or waiting. Because this tournament they have for our age bracket, every single game is happening on the exact same field throughout the entire day, both Saturday and Sunday. So it's just kind of like games got to get over, then they have to, rake and get everything ready for the next game, and then they play, and then you have to wait to see if they win or if you win, and it's just weird.
They have to rake the outfield? That's a lot of grass.
Yep.
Wait.
They rake the infield.
Wait.
They bring out their little four-wheeler, pulls a little rake behind it, and...
Wait.
Is that so there's even playing the field lines. For everyone? You see what I did there?
That's yes. Yep. I love it. I am 100% about I will watch a movie as a... tomorrow.
What movie?
What?
What movie?
Army of the Dead.
Army of the Dead.
I'm out of the loop.
Netflix.
Oh, yeah, came out in the theater last week. Comes out to Netflix tomorrow.
Yes. It is the first time, yes, that a Netflix movie has come out to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It's getting really good reviews, too.
Is it?
People like it.
Yeah.
Now, whether so it's because it's Snyder. Like it.
Yeah.
But... I'm assuming around 9:30, 10-ish or something probably works.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Mickey said he may fall asleep, but...
Why is Mickey so old?
Dude, we were talking about video games when we were grouting the other day, yesterday.
Yep.
And he was like, what was your first video game? And I said, I think it was either like Q-Bert or Pitfall. I don't remember.
Yep, right there.
Something like that. Yeah. Or Pac-Man on the Atari. Something on the Atari.
Yeah. I think it one of those two, though. And he's like, well, mine was the video game, Pong. It's the only one we had was Pong. I was like, why are you so old? Jesus Christ. It doesn't make any sense.
At a later time, I found Pong at my grandma's house.
Yes.
But,
right.
But that was after we had an Atari.
Yeah.
So,
actually, I think it might have been Combat.
You might be right, because they had the tank one.
Yeah, the tank one, where it was like eight games. Eight tank games, where it was like
you're right. Or Asteroids. Could have been Asteroids. Because we had Asteroids.
I know, definitely, Pitfall had to be right in there. Because I think it was all... There was a bunch of games at all at the same time.
Yep.
It was Pitfall like, was I don't know later. the first
Mine game. Was Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, I pity you.
Oh, my God, Dave.
Yep, I know.
Oh, I remember Combat.
Do you tell your parents, hey, the fuck are you doing to us?
We did not have a lot of money when I was a young kid. So
join the club. Says the guy with all the wood.
He finally pulls out a truck. That's how you do it.
Yeah. There was not a lot of those type of activities in the house.
If you would have invested in Bitcoin, you would have lost 36% of your total profits by now.
Unless you just wait a few weeks, then you'll be fine.
Yes, I know. I just like, they're like, it's the equivalent of losing $800 million.
Yeah. So it's a good time to buy.
Yes. But yeah, Mickey, he's just like, I can't stay awake so long. And it's just like, I don't know, just do it.
He does have to work a lot. Sleep. He works hard. He works probably harder than anybody here, times five.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you. The guy wakes up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy, and he just fucking works. And he lifts weights, and he works, and he lifts more weights. Sometimes he's just got to lift cars over his head all day long. That's a hard job, man.
And don't forget, he goes running with Chris. We all know that's a lot of work.
He's been slacking, I got to tell you, recently. It's been a few months, about a month or so. He's been slacking off. So.
Well, you know why? It's because Ryan quit showing.
Yeah. That's funny.
Is he quit showing?
Well, he never showed to begin with. That's
him.
Maybe
that's what did it. Maybe he's like, oh, I invite my friend, but he never comes. So what's the point with life? Stops coming.
Anybody? So speaking of movies, anybody catch the trailer for Snake Eyes, the G.I. Joe Origins movies?
I've been out of the Origins, dude.
Like, you know, the last time they called something Origins, Wolverine Origins, is fucking terrible. Like, don't call it Origins, dude. Just fucking call it G.I. Joe. Snake Eyes.
Or just call it Snake Eyes.
Well, but then there was that fucking Snake Eyes movie that was like with Nicolas Cage.
That's right. Stupid Nick Cage. Taking all the good names for movies like Face Off and Con Air.
Was there a trailer
and...
for it or just a teaser? Or...
Yeah, no, it's a full trailer.
Is it the same universe as the other one?
No, they're rebooting everything.
Oh, they are, okay.
Or remaking, rebooting, whatever we decided what it was.
Right.
Many times ago.
Sure. Redo. She called it a redo. But yeah. It's a redo.
But this movie is set to come out July 23rd.
And this is the first I'm hearing of it?
Right.
Who's in it? Anybody in it that I care about?
Bruce Lee.
I'd see that. Bruce Lee zombie.
I can't even remember who's all the cast. It's like not a lot of people that...
Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes is the kid.
Snake Eyes.
Henry Goldenschlong.
Yeah, he's like British Asian. He's so, British Asian.
Henry
Goldenschlong. One of the little kids' name is Henry, so when he got up to bat, I was like, you know, Henri is your name in French. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking... The look on his face was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Can I hit the ball? It was priceless.
You're like, I don't know. Can you, Henri?
We know you can do headbutts, but can you do...
That's Zidane. You... You're like, Zidane! Gah!
I got a nephew named Henry, so I do that to him all the time, too. And then I got a nephew named Louis, so of course it's Henri and Louis.
Yeah. Anyway, who's in this fucking movie, Dave?
No one.
Nobody.
I mean, character-wise, Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, Baroness, and Scarlet. Name-wise, I don't recognize anybody. But
those are all ninjas of the G.I. Joe verse, except for Baroness.
But no, like the main guy, well, is like the guy in from the only thing I know him from is like Crazy Rich Asians. He was like the Crazy Rich Asian guy.
Okay.
Of course, he pays for like somebody to teach him how to fucking be kung fu master.
Right. Oh, there's the one guy who was in 300 who is all like, "What? This is madness!" And then like, gets his ass kicked into a fucking pit.
Oh, and they're like, that "No, guy, this that guy is in there." Cake Town. Ah!
Yeah, Cake Town. Yes. Other than that, like, yeah. I'm wondering though if this is Snake Eyes' movie and he's not wearing his mask a lot of the time. Snake Eyes is like a voluntary mute, I think. Yeah. So does he get his fucking like throat cut so he doesn't talk anymore?
I hope so.
I don't know. Like it's supposed to take place before the actual G.I. Joe days. So okay. No Cobra, no G.I. Joe affiliation. It's just how does he get there?
As long as he talks to a guy named Joe and he's like, "Hey, yo, Joe." Because otherwise
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what Joe. I want. I want some of that shit. I want some dumb fucking that stuff. Of course they're going to try and make it serious. Which is fine, whatever.
So the woman playing Scarlet,
Scarlett Johansson,
is the...
So she doesn't have to memorize a character name.
Her name is Samara Weaving.
Josh Weaving's
Hugo Weaving's daughter.
Niece of Hugo Weaving.
Ah, I didn't even know that, but I just was like the only Weaving I know. And she's just all like, Mr. Anderson. Ah, it's a family thing.
Like her IMDb says TV show she was in, Smilf, whatever that is.
Not even a show.
Hollywood. Ash versus Hollywood. Evil Dead.
I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, that I didn't watch that show either.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
All right.
Smilf was a Showtime show. Looks like. Interesting. Anyway. Oh no. Trailer is just a bunch of full of action. That's it.
Gotcha.
What else?
Too much action.
Oh, so I guess the Lucasfilm website changed Dave Filoni's title.
Cowboy Dave.
Was from executive producer to executive creative director at Lucasfilm, and people are like, wah, what's going on? And they're just like, no, dude, he's actually been this for like a long time. We just forgot to update the website. These people are like, oh, okay. It was pretty funny. I'm just like, people are fucking crazy.
Oh boy, Dave Filoni.
I know. That's Adam's boy, Dave Filoni.
More like,
what else? So because Forgotten Realms and shit is coming out in Magic and they're doing all kinds of D&D shit, they had like an animated short that kind of retells Drist's origin, and it's by Benedict Cumberbatch. Is like doing the... it was written by R.A. Salvatore, the little... it's basically like a poem,
It's a lullaby.
A lullaby, okay.
Yeah, so he had a big interview with a couple of people, and they were talking about this, and they're like, yeah, he's like, yeah, Wizards of the Coast called me up and said, hey, we need you to write a lullaby. And he's like, well, what do you mean? Like, no, we want you to write something for Driss, but a lullaby, we want it to be, you know, what drow parents would sing to, you know, sing to their young ones.
That's kind of cool.
I think they just punch him in the face and say, you better be better.
And then he's like, and then they told me, you know, who was going to do it, who was going to be the voice. And I was like, I guess I'll do it. And then they surprised him in the interview by actually playing the final rendition that I know Dave, you posted. It's good. I liked it.
It's super cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Like
it is animated, Chris.
Yeah,
it's so look past that.
Yes.
Just listen.
I listened to it. Yeah, earlier, and I was just like, I wasn't paying attention. I was just like, that's pretty good. All right.
Interesting. Yeah, that comes out pretty soon, that set.
Yes.
July. Yep. They also they did like a 30 minute like presentation, and so this was like the first 15 minutes talking to Salvatore about his upcoming book, the Starlit Enclave or something like that. Then went and they showed some of the cards from the set that's coming out. And, you know, the Planeswalkers will have both a border and a borderless version. You know, got to make the money, got to get those collectibles out there.
Yep.
And then some of the legendary creatures, such as Bruner and Dritz, they'll have not only their regular card, but then they'll have a special collector card where it's more line art, like you would find like in the original Monster Manual. So that looked pretty cool.
That's interesting. Yeah, that'll be fun to see. Not sure how I feel about the whole alternate art thing. It's cool. I just, you know, it gets expensive.
Yeah, yes. It's like getting fucking extra covers of fucking comics. You're like, oh man, I want this specific comic. It only comes 1 in 20, and you're like, yeah, that's hard to find.
And then they're like, you know what? We did 7 different variant covers, like for this one.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? Like, what was it? Detective Comics was 1,000 or something. The one that just came out a while back, like a year ago. They're like, yeah, we have like 10 different variants. Like, Jesus Christ. Speaking of comics, so you guys, I mentioned I watched Brave New World. I finished it on Peacock. Yep. It's a Peacock show. Yep. But it was written by Grant Morrison, who has written a shit ton of comics, obviously. Yep. And they changed a little bit in order to make sure they get a second season. But it was actually really good. I was impressed. Dave, too, what's young Han Solo's name again?
Anson?
Something like that. Yeah, he's the guy he's the guy who runs around and does everything. So, and basically, it's Brave New World from an orgy perspective. So the book's always talking about all the orgies they're having. They're like, we're going to put the orgy first and foremost in this show. Every episode needs to have at least one orgy in it, minimum. And there's some like parts you're like, oh shit, I didn't see that. What the fuck? So, this is pretty good. I suggest it's worth it. It's 9 episodes, I think.
Nice. Chris won't care, but Adam will.
Well,
HBO Max is making a new Batman animated series.
And a new Superman.
And a new Superman animated series. And the Batman one is Bruce Timm, you know, from Batman, the animated series of fucking my childhood. So, like, 91. So, I mean, it's cool, man. Hey, man, make more Batman shit.
I think there's a wolf outside Adam's window. That's what he keeps listening for.
No, it's an owl, and it's like hooting. It's going hoo 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 hoo.
Yeah, we have one in our neighborhood.
Look for a blowfish.
I brought out the trash last night, and it's like hoo hoo hoo. I was like, what the fuck? Is somebody making that noise? Apparently, we have an owl. Who knew?
Not only are they, you know, making this, which I'm kind of excited about when I saw this, like, yes, they're also making, which at first I thought the announcement was live action, but it's actually animated, but a new Justice League, or no, what is it? Gods Among Us, Injustice.
Injustice.
Gods Among Us movie.
But not animated?
No, it's animated.
There's, yes, it was. It would basically be so hard to do that because
I disagree.
You don't think you think they could do it?
Yeah, fucking.
Hey, if they could do Mortal, if they could do Mortal Kombat, they could do that. Serious.
And also, they are finally making a Batgirl movie, live action, right to HBO Max, directed by the guys who directed Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, sweet. Who are they using for Batgirl?
We no don't casting know yet. Yeah, no so casting. So it
has nothing to do with the CW Batgirl.
No. No.
Okay.
Basically, like yes.
Or Batgirl. No, that's Batwoman, not Batgirl.
That's, yes. Nah, that's right. How could I get those two mixed up?
Yes.
On. One's a lesbian, one's a cripple.
Depending on which version you're using, I guess.
Yes. And Chris, you said you watched Parks and Rec just recently, correct?
Yeah.
Mouse Rat, the band from part is releasing, you know, is releasing an album. So, which is in honor of the, you know, so, which is pretty cool.
Pretty sweet.
Yes. In honor of the 10th year anniversary of the passing of Lil Sebastian. It's like an album.
That's pretty funny. Amy, you guys talk amongst yourself.
Yeah, Amy doesn't know about that.
I was going to ask if you heard that, but you did not hear that.
He's like, where's my credit card?
Why'd you take my money, lady?
It used to sit right here, right next to you.
There's like a fucking three owls out there.
Do you think
they're having an owl discussion?
Are there three owls smashed together?
Four owls is what's.
Oh, that's right. I had to tell Amy about Mouse Rat because I'm sure she'd be interested.
So I didn't know was a thing, but Wonder Years.
Yeah.
You know, basically they're making a new Wonder Years show.
Oh, fuck that.
With Don but it's basically Cheadle.
Fred Savage is producing it and stuff like. So.
Yeah, I have a small issue with this show.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is in a second.
Yep.
What
is it?
Well, I need to find something cool. Otherwise, you guys would be like, that doesn't even make sense, Chris. So this is, I thought it sounded like Don Cheadle. That's who it is, right?
Yeah, yeah, Don Cheadle's doing the voiceover, yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. It's better than if it was that other guy who first tried to play War Machine.
That would be sweet. First episode, it's him, and then the next remaining episodes is Don Cheadle. Oh man!
And he's like, "Next time, baby." And then,
right, exactly.
All right, here we go. Let me put this into the Discord here for you guys. Otherwise, it won't make a whole lot of sense. Upload.
It won't make a lot of sense. Upload.
All right. So, growing up. When was Wonder Years on?
Yes.
When we were like 10, maybe?
80s. Late 80s.
Well, okay. No. It had to be. It was earlier than that because Fred Savage is like 10 years older than us. Yeah.
Wonder Years.
I just remember watching it like Sunday nights while having dinner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fred Savage is actually only 2 years older than us.
Yeah, 1988. It started in 1988. So 1988, we were 10 and 11 and stuff. And my best friend at that point was Peter, and everybody, everywhere we went, they'd say, "Hey, there goes Wonder Years and his best friend," because I had a big afro kind of, but when I cush it down, it looked more like that. And that Peter had big glasses and stuff. So I was like, "God damn it, I don't look anything like Don Cheadle. How am I gonna do this?"
Really, you do look like Don Cheadle. Which is pretty great.
But it's interesting. It would be fun to watch, I think. I'll watch it. I like Wonder Years.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. It'll definitely be interesting. Like, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I do like different takes. Yep. Oh, I was going to put this
and
up there.
I'm sure you guys read my thing on Facebook, but if you did not, and if you're just a listener, I will tell you my story about yesterday when I received in the mail... Three things. Some socks for the boys. A kick-ass Battle Cat fucking action figure from the new He-Man line. and a remote control replacement for our Roku. And Leander is so excited to play with the lizard cat. He's like, when can we play with the lizard cat? I want to play with the lizard cat. And we keep telling him it's just a cat. It's a battle cat. But it's green, so it looks like a lizard cat. So he keeps calling it lizard cat. So this morning I opened up, he got to play with the lizard cat. All night, Adonis, a new remote control? When can I play with the new remote control? I want to play with the new remote control. Jesus Christ. He takes after you the lizard cat. He just wants to play with the new remote control.
I can already tell you which take or who takes after who on this, because
oh sweet, a lizard cat, this is awesome. Oh, more TV. I love TV.
Yeah, I know. I fight it. I rage against it as much as I can.
You try and rage against the machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. As long as that machine is well lubricated with sweat, you can then do it afterwards.
I must rage against it.
How? What Orin do today, Adam?
He helped me do the. Let's see. We put in the dock, so a section of the dock. So we did that. He helped with that, and then he helped.
Pretended to fish,
and then we put the boat in too. So he helped with the whole thing.
Did you have fun?
For the most part. He got bored after a little bit, but
that's what happens with kids. But good.
For the most part.
Did he have to fight a snake?
No, but we saw a snapping turtle. And I'm like, get the hell away from that.
Did you hit it with the fucking oar?
No, it was on the shore.
Why would he hit it with oar? That's not nice.
Because sure. he's useful. Man. Get out of here!
Right? Why would I do that? That's just mean.
I know. See, Ryan, I would hope Ryan was here because, like, this guy used AI to make Spice Girls Wannabe song sound like it was written by Nine Inch Nails, and it's freaking pretty good, man. Like, I put a link up there because they listened to the original, and they're basically, you know, let the computer learn it. He kept playing it over and over and over again for the computer to learn it, and then had him listen to a bunch of Nine Inch Nails and had him learn that stuff.
That's neat. I would listen to that.
Tell me what
right,
you want.
Right, so would I.
No, really, really want.
Right?
Hey, whatever happened to Green Lantern? Remember how they were going to make that movie?
Yes. Yeah, it's now going to be a WB series.
Yes.
No.
On HBO.
No.
Yeah. It's going to be a TV series.
Okay.
It was the Lantern Corps.
So they're giving up on Green Lantern. Remember how they were going to make a Flash movie? What happened to that?
Still in development?
Yeah. So this is going to be the Flashpoint. Like, they are. I think filming right now because they have all the casts and stuff like that, because so it's Flashpoint, it's the multiple realities because Flash can do that. And so that's how they're going to be able to, instead of having it all one reality, like it will be Marvel, everything is all connected that way. They're saying DC, they're going like all the movies are connected. They're just multiverse of that way. So someday, if it ever got big enough, they could have a crisis on Infinite Earths and crush all of the world's down into one world, so they could have, like, because, like, the Robert Pattinson Batman movie, they said takes place on Earth 2, so it's basically not the main Earth, so that's how that he can be there, and it's, you know, and be telling origin stories and villains in different ways, but
hence,
that
hence
is still a legit Batman. Yeah.
Keaton and what's-his-face and Pattinson, all different Batmans, different... Yeah. Yep, nope, they're all the same.
Yes.
They're all Batman.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
I saw this once. There was a Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. They're all Spider-Man. The Spider-Man.
But I think that's what they're like, oh, we can do this? Look, look how they did it with Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah, we can do that too.
Yeah, they're like, we even animated and Chris thought it was fine. We should try something like that. It was great.
To make it live action and then he'll like it more.
Hey.
That's true.
Man. That was fucking good though, man. I really like that movie a lot.
It holds up too. It's just
I just like Kingpin is a fucking walk. Like his head is in the middle of his chest. He's so huge. Oh, it's so good.
Chris has got to watch it.
I'm pretty sure he's seen it
several times.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
You threw me off because I was thinking about what I'm going to watch tonight, and I was like, I'm not watching that tonight. What are you talking about? You watch it.
you watch it tonight. What else was there? I didn't see much. I'm just, we are just going to get into actually movie theater movies soon.
Tell me about it.
I'm happy about it.
Looking forward to seeing movies in the theater again. And I know I could be going now, but honestly, right. There's nothing that I want to see out right now.
Right. And that's the whole thing. Good. Is.
And I'm going to lower my standards probably after a while. I'll be like, it's late. I know nobody wants to see fucking Rising on Hamburger Hill or whatever comes out next, but I'm going to go anyways because I fucking.
Hamburger Hill.
It looks fun, and sometimes you get an itch that you just want to go to a theater.
Raisins on Hamburger Hill.
Yeah,
that's just weird.
It's the sequel to Hamburger Hill, the Vietnam movie where they take the hill, and then they go like, we did it, we took the hill, and then they go like, we just have to go down the hill and take a different hill now, and people are all like, so that's what war's about, taking stuff and then leaving it. Yep.
It just keeps repeating forever.
Yes.
Why do we need this hill? Shut up and take the hill.
Take it.
Do it.
Are we going to keep it? Well, it's not really ours, but yeah.
I'm looking for releases, but I can't find it. Where'd it go? 2021.
Nothing good.
Because Vin Diesel and Marvel have now told me I should go back to see movies, so I'm going to listen to the two people I should listen to. I don't think any shows ended.
No.
The Nevers, but I think I was the only one watching that, maybe.
I started, but it's not that. After three episodes, I was like done with it.
It's very much Whedon all over the place. But the final, the season finale was interesting. It summed up a lot of stuff, but it you know. You could almost end it there if you needed to.
Oh, the next week is A Quiet Place Part 2, but I'm not going to watch that because I never watched A Quiet Place Part 1. Some people liked it.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good. Last night, for some reason, I watched a fucking Arnold movie from like 2014? Sabotage?
Yeah, I watched Sabotage.
Okay, man. Like I just watched it last night. I was just flipped. I went through Netflix. I was like, I don't know. I haven't seen this Arnold movie. And then I watched it. I'm like, this has like fucking original Rhodey. It has like a fucking the Avatar guy. It had a whole shit ton of people. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of fucking people in this movie. And then they just started killing each other, which was fine.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting much from it, but. And then I watched and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's that guy who made, and then it was David Ayer was the director and writer. I was like, oh, that's that original, the guy who made the original Suicide Squad. And I was like, right. Okay.
All right. You guys ready for movies I'm going to see in the theater?
The movies you should see right now is Jiu-Jitsu.
I think I'll probably actually go see The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
It looks pretty funny.
It looks fun.
The first one was good.
This is not part two. This is part one. So you're mistaken. Get off the podcast.
The Hitman's Bodyguard. That was really good.
I know, I'm joking.
The Hitman's Bodyguard's wife.
Fast 9.
Yep.
Definitely.
Tomorrow War is Amazon, so I'm not going to see that probably. Black Widow.
Yep.
Believe it or not, I never got hit by the Space Jam thing. I'm not going to see Space Jam: A New Legacy in the theater. I'm just not going to do it. Sorry.
What are you doing there, pal?
They changed Lola Bunny. Forget it.
Yeah, I know. Dave's like, I can't masturbate to the animation.
I could be talked into Snake Eyes, but that same week is old, and we need to see what the twist is. Well, it's a twist. It's a twist. It's a twist.
I know. You're turning old.
The Green Knight looks good. Jungle Cruise with Dwayne Johnson looks good.
Johnson, yeah.
The Suicide Squad looks good. Free guy. Free fucking guy.
Looks good. Free guy. Yes.
It looks really
my
funny.
God. I didn't even know this was coming out, but I'm definitely going to. You guys can come if you want. It's going to be a Saturday movie, probably. Paw Patrol, the movie. I'm going to that shit with my boys.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be that's gonna be badass. I can't wait. Shang-Chi.
You have to know anything?
Yes. Yep. You need to know there's paws and they're on patrol.
Is it kind of like the GoBots movie that happened that one time?
Fucking that... Dune?
Is about... it in theater?
What about
Dune?
Paw Patrol.
Dune's yeah. October
1st. Paw Patrol movies in the theater. That's why I'm going to the theater. It'd be great.
Like, it's like the GoBots movie, right? Where you fucking learn about the GoBots home planet and all that shit.
This is the Paw Patrol's home planet.
Yes.
It's called Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
But it's a beautiful Earth where everybody's happy with each other and stuff. Fucking Dune.
Except for the mayor of Cat Town.
But who cleans up all that dog shit?
That is a lot.
That's the seedy underbelly of the city.
Man, come on.
They don't tell you about that.
Ryder made a fucking invention that works fine. Don't even worry about it. Fucking, what's
you
his
got
name?
It, Ryder.
The goddamn, what's the one that likes to build shit? I can't remember his name.
Cubby.
Buildy.
It's not the one that's yellow.
Not
right? Yellow? Yeah, I think it's Buildy. Buildy.
Yellow, the bulldog?
Right? Dozer.
No. That's he likes. Fuck! What the fuck's his
name? He likes to dig.
Who does?
Rubble. That's not what I'm thinking of. That's Rubble. I'm thinking of fucking the one who fixes everything. God damn! What's his name?
The one that does the recycling.
Getting my
truck?
Ass kicked right now. Yeah.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, you guys are. You guys are.
That's all I remember.
I'm so sad.
The two of you.
Logan had like every Paw Patrol toy possible.
Yeah, and I'm so sick. Rocky, fucking Rocky. God damn, I'm so bad at this. I'm sorry for my boys when they turn 20 and they're listening to this, 25 years from now. I'm like, I'm sorry, I couldn't remember fucking Rocky's name. God damn, so bad. Anyways, Paw Patrol movie.
So bad.
Eternals. Oh,
I don't know.
Ghostbusters Afterlife. What the fuck is that movie?
Yes.
That's that.
Oh, you know that one. We've been waiting for a year and a half for that.
Is Kevin Rudd?
Paul Rudd.
Oh, is that the bar?
Kevin better be in.
Was that the one in the bar?
Yeah, the actual sequel.
You don't know what happened back in the 1980s? And
your grandpa.
Like, Spengler was their grandpa.
Yeah, that's good shit. I watched that too. And that's just things I know about. There's probably a bunch of these that... Wait, The Matrix 4? What?
Are you looking at like yes, according to this, on December 22nd, Sherlock Holmes 3, Matrix 4, Wicked, and The King's Man all come out, and you're like, what?
Spider-Man, No Way Home? West Side Story? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
I
knew West
Side
Story.
This year's going to be popping off with movies, you guys. There's not going to... I'm about to just...
Yes, the musical theater is in full effect this year.
And in the
she'll...
Yeah,
and she'll never hear it because she's not going to listen. But you know, sorry, Hannah, but there's a lot of movies coming up, so just you know,
Friday nights are back. You think Tuesdays
are back?
Hey,
just, dude, you just say like, hey, man, it's baseball. We got baseball going on.
Yeah, I'm going to baseball myself at 9:00.
It's a fucking something for the team, dude.
It's
I have
independent
to do
study to get the boys better at stuff. Don't worry about it.
Getting together with all the coaches, we're going to talk about next season. Yeah, that's
a new league of their own.
I tell you, I'm actually feeling a little overwhelmed. That's a lot of Fridays I'm going to have to go do shit. I invited the neighbors. I was like, hey, do you guys want to come over for dinner one night, like in the next couple weeks? And they were like, yeah. I was like, cool. We're really bad at cooking shit, but we'll find something you can eat. So I got to do that before.
Wait, is this the same? Are these the same neighbors that you asked before and they kind of like...
Yeah, they weren't real sure. But they were both outside now, so I could talk to both of them.
Now we got you cornered.
That's right.
Fuck, is that so how
gotta
you
get
do
that
it?
Done. I got to get that done. So much to do. I was going to put a grant in for a fucking... what do you call it? Neighborhood Watch. I still got to do that. I got only a couple days left for that. Damn, so much to do.
I gotta finish my new patio door. Still haven't put any of the wood trim back up around that. We're hosting the shower, baby shower, in August. So I got 2 months to do that.
And I
haven't. No, the kids already happened, but we couldn't have the baby shower before.
Whatever, you could have. That's bullshit.
It was the mother's choice. Why don't you say that?
She can suck it.
Can't you just call it a 6-month baby birthday?
Pretty much.
So
happy.
Because he will be.
Is it like 8 months?
Just, yeah, it'll be like 4 months old at that time.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So
there you go.
If you're buying clothes, it should be around the 6-month part, probably.
No, probably like 12 months. It was a big baby.
Oh, all right, never mind. My boys are like, they can't, 4 T's fall off their, fall off, and they can't fit in like 3 T's? Well, 2 T's work really good, even though they're 4 fucking years old. All right, what else is in the world? Tell me.
So, I saw this fucking trailer for, I was like, man, I was just looking at random things. So, Edgar Wright, you know, Hot Fuzz, all this stuff, he's making this documentary, it's coming out, called The Sparks Brothers, which is based on a band called The Sparks. It's a real band, and it's one of those bands where it's like, I've never heard of them, but I guess people who are musicians really love them, and they're like, oh man, they're like my favorite band of all time. And it's weird to see like a bunch of people, like, you know, like from who I know their music, like
claiming,
going like, I really like this band. And it's weird, and I put it on there because then it's got Weird Al in it, so you can tell Amy about it.
Ooh,
what, like, is Weird it? Al is like, loves them because they're just a weird band who does weird stuff, who does parodies of stuff, like to the point in 1980 at a concert or something, like Paul McCartney loved them so much that he came out and pretended to be the lead singer of the band for a whole song, and then never broke character of him being the lead singer. They went like, hey, thanks a lot, walked off stage, and then the other guy came back who doesn't look anything like him, and then just continued with the show.
What's the name of the
weird
band?
The band is The Sparks.
And what's the name of the documentary?
Is The Sparks Brothers.
Alright.
And like, it's like there's interviews with like Patton Oswalt and like Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then like a bunch of like crazy guys. And like one of the brothers always has a weird mustache. So he has like a Hitler mustache like a lot through like the 70s and early 80s. And you're just like, why do you have that mustache?
He's bringing it back. He's bringing it
right.
All right. That's actually good. Every now and then we're looking for something to watch that's a little lighter and be like, well, Weird Al's in this one. She'd be like, what? I'm like, well, just let's watch it.
So, I'm sorry. You're not cool enough to know about
yes,
this Weird Al.
But it's funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't share this with you.
Yeah, I can't share this with you.
So is the documentary out? Is it
I something? Didn't see, like, I think it's,
because I keep seeing like the making of the documentary, but
right,
not, like
I don't know if it has a release date yet, but
premiered at the 2021 Sundance Film Festival.
Okay, so it probably doesn't have a streaming platform yet.
Yeah,
I'm sure it will.
Yeah, cause you know what, releases June 18th on something, so I don't know what it is on.
Okay. Cool.
So,
looks fun.
Yeah, it looks just weird, man. Like, Backin is on, and I'm like, Back? Everybody loves Back. He has a rhyming dictionary. yeah, other than that, like, I didn't have a lot of interesting, weird stuff this week. Yeah, I just want to...
Kind of a short, slow week.
I disagree. There's so much going on. And if you've seen the movie list for 2021, whew, I'm going to have to buy another fucking popcorn bucket. I wasn't sure about getting a popcorn bucket this year, but I'm going to have to get another popcorn bucket.
Do they go bad after a year or what?
They're usually good for a year. The last one, they're like, we extended it until the end. I'm like, yeah, because you're closed for a year. Of course you extended, you sons of bitches. All right, cool. I did have cheese curds tonight. I should stipulate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh,
you better watch it. You feeling okay?
Your ass is going to get it.
Hey, I want your guys' help.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So, July is traditionally my make myself hurt with stuff week or month. Like, I think of things to make
myself. Pull-ups, chin-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually
a 100
pull-ups
a day. So, like, give yourself a AIDS. and yeah. cure it in a yep. month.
Exactly. Inject $10,000 into my body to get rid of it. Yeah, it's usually pull ups. So I'm going to do pull ups, but I'm also going to do probably run every day, different stuff. But what I want is ideas on how we can all participate and we can make it into a fun game. Like, if you go,
is this where I sit in the corner and supervise?
You could be like, hey, maybe we all do a 1 mile walk every day or something. And you could be like, but Chris, you got to do like five times as much as we do because that's like what you do, so suck it. Or something cool. Think of something cool like that. Or maybe like, I don't know, think of something neat and fun. And
so then you do this like, for 30 days, right? For,
yeah, well, July, so 31 days.
31.
So pull-up challenge.
No.
Well, you could do the sit-up push-up challenge where every day you roll like 40 tens. And whatever that is, that's how many sit-ups and push-ups you have to do.
Okay. Ooh, that's a good start. What do you think I should do? Because I do that before I wake up.
Because you'll crush that.
40-100?
you take the, you know, we each roll 40-10. That's what we do.
Multiply
them. And then we combine we combined our rolls, and that's what you do.
That's not a bad idea. That's kind of fun.
I think you need to do the D2 snack cake challenge. It's a box of snack cakes a day for 31 days.
No. You know what you do?
You do the Adam White delivery thing. You try and see how many people you can catch masturbating while they're delivering packages.
At least one a day.
Right, at least one a day.
Go ahead, Adam. What do you got?
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to.
I got two things. That gets me down a railroad list. So when we were in Lutzen last week, and I was not here because I had no internet, like Thursday night, I stepped outside. It was like 2 a.m. because, you know, I like to look at the stars and listen to animals and shit and see what's going on.
And normally you're not up at 2 a.m. because you have to work so early.
Exactly. So I poked my head out the door and just stood out there for like, I don't know, 5 minutes. All of a sudden I heard like two houses, like a cabin away. I'm like, huh, 2 a.m, somebody's having sex.
So you better tell me you immediately went over to their window. You better fucking tell me, you son of a bitch, with a video camera.
I mean,
wish
how do you
I
not?
Had a ladder.
You could climb up that for a good
night. I was very tempted.
That's funny. Oh. So last night, were you like, we could beat him, and then you try to beat him?
No.
Fucking gorillas over there.
Like, what the hell?
What about like a combined weight challenge? Like, we take all our combined weight and we have to in some way lift that much weight each day, like either through curls or presses or something. That'd be kind of fun, right?
Well, all you do is do one pull-up.
What? No.
Like, each person does one pull-up. That's that's weight.
That's not lifting weight. That's pulling yourself up. That's much different. How dare you? Get out. You're out. You're banished.
Okay. All right, back to my original idea of you, Chris, could buy 31 snack cakes and deliver them via running to Dave Two's house every day.
That's more than I want to do. Sorry. His house is really far away.
My house is not that far.
You had me for a little while, but then you're like, I actually don't think Ryan's is very far, and I don't think Dave's is very far. From work, Adam's actually isn't that far. It's actually pretty close. Dave Two's is far.
Yeah, you guys all moved closer to the city. I moved away.
Yeah.
Here's what you could do. You could run over to Adam's house and take a shit somewhere. Don't tell him where you take a shit. Because I know running makes you take a shit. So you get there and you just like drop trowel and let it there. And then just don't say anything. And what? See what day, if Adam can guess what day it happened on.
I thought you were going to say what Chris had for dinner the night before.
Like that.
You know, it's going to be like 3 podcasts of my house smells like shit. I mean, we don't know why. We're looking everywhere. We're like, all right, did you look in like the coffee grinds? Did you look at the coffee grinds?
Did you look in the drawer where Joey keeps the dishes that she uses to cook with? Because that drawer has not been opened.
It hasn't been open forever.
Oh, that's good.
That would be funny.
All right. Well, think about it. Think, because I want to do something in July that's different. It'd be fun if people wanted to partake, and then, like, I don't know, we raise money for our trip to Disney. We'll, like, sell, like, I don't know, like, hey, who thinks we can do this? Give us some money. Don't they do that for, like, kids running in school? We could do it for us doing shit, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, except they take, the company takes, like, 60% of the proceeds.
Yeah,
so.
See, here, company's not taking any percent. We're donating it all directly to our charity, the charity being, get us to fucking make it to Disney.
Oh, what? That's what I said. Oh, okay. So, you know how we were talking a while ago, we talked about the Star Wars Hotel?
Yeah.
So, it is, you buy it and stuff like that, and it is effectively, it is a 60-hour escape room. You are not allowed to leave.
Bring your kids in, just screaming. I want
right.
To go
it's basically,
see
yeah,
out.
It's like, it's an immersive, basically,
you,
the, Star,
get
the
back.
Disney Star Wars Hotel is an immersive
3-day,
60-hour
ride.
Yeah, 2-night experience that involves operating a spaceship, going into battle, and much more. The hotel is anything but a vacation. In fact, you're given a space communicator that resembles a cell phone for resistance meetings. Similar to an escape room, you have to stay until the experience is completed. You'll be in space after all, so prepare for fun. It can be exhausting. 60 hours. But you get a lot. There's a lounge and stuff like that where there's time. But so it's an adventure, dude. It's like you go in there and you play roles inside an adventure for 60 hours.
That sounds fun. Quite
frankly, I know,
that
dude.
That sounds fun. I mean, Amy would not want to do it, but it sounds fucking fun.
Right. Like, you can go to, like, the lounge called the Silver Sea, where you can have some beverage in them, play some Sobek and stuff like that, and, like, bet on stuff and learn and get the Millennium Falcon. And they have characters and stuff like that that are interacting with you the whole time. So it's like they're staying in character, and it sounds just, it sounds weird and, like, so different than, like, it's not an, it's a ride, a 60-hour ride, so, that you stop at points in time and go to sleep.
So now we have to, like, we have to raise even more money, because we have to raise the money for one trip for us to do that, and then another trip for all our family to go and have fun at somewhere and do something cool, because I don't want to bring the kids to that. I think they'd be annoyed by it,
right.
Honestly. Yours guys is maybe. They're a little older, but...
Yous guys.
Fuck, we got to raise a lot of money.
Oh. Well, and Adam didn't go last year, so it's like triple the money to try to get him out of work.
I know, but to his credit, I only gave him a year to plan for it. And I was like, all right, guys, well, this is where we're going next year. Sure, Chris.
So, hey, sure. You need to... When's bidding for next year? You need to bid for the final week of February, first week of March.
It's already done. Come on, that's bullshit. This is a guy who's that doesn't. Even
and wait
sense.
A minute, aren't you like at the highest echelon of that?
Where
you can basically
like,
get whatever you want.
There's still like 25 people in front of me.
You know what they don't want to take vacation of? The last week of February. You'll be fine. Hey, when do you think you'll take vacation 6 years from now? Because you got to bid for it now. Like, okay,
I know.
This guy over here. I'm gonna
we get a lot of new people.
Yeah, so they should be at the fucking bottom of the list.
Oh, they are.
And then you know what? If they have a time and you say you want to change it and put your time, they get to push. You get to push them out.
Right? Right.
You know what's going to happen is we're all going to get everything set up. And I'm going to say, Joy, we want to do this. And she'll be like, cool. Me and Oren will be there. But Adam can't. But we cannot. He works
pretty
at
much
unflexible.com.
That is true.
All right,
yeah, well, Joy's already planning a trip with her and Orin and her friend who likes to go to movies. She likes to go to movies with
Andre
instead of us.
Instead of Adam. Hey, you want to go see this movie? Nah.
I'm going to go with the girls and see it.
Yeah.
What do you do? I don't know.
Tell her I want you to go with my friends.
Foot ass. All right, well, think about fucking things for July. I was going to start it in June, but I'm already doing a lot in June. So think about things that are cool that revolve around all of us doing fun things that are great that you probably don't think are fun, but eventually you'll see our awesome fun, and then we get to reward ourselves at the end by raising lots of money to go places. It'd be great.
Yeah, my one last thing is because people are fucking on the internet are weird for Shrek, 200 plus people made like 30 second pieces of the movie Shrek, and so they could now edit it together. So basically they remade the movie Shrek, but they made like pieces themselves. Some will be animated, some will just be guys in a Shrek costume going like donkey and shit like that, and they edited all this so they work together to remake the whole entire movie. It is
that.
Fucking a fever dream of absurdity and ridiculousness.
Fucking amazing.
It is exactly 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Is it on the interweb somewhere? Is that like
yeah,
YouTube?
I put a link
YouTube.
Up. Yeah, I put a link up there.
What's
so you can watch the whole
on
thing. Shrek Retold.
Alright, that's fucking cool. And what did you say? They each made 30-second segments? Or
yeah, about 30 seconds. Some made it, you know, closer to a minute. Some made closer to 20 seconds. But
oh,
they,
like
yeah, they made about...
I like weird
yes.
shit. That's awesome.
Cool.
Cool. I'll watch that sometime probably after. I'm watching Blade tonight, so other than that, I'll watch
Are you, you're watching Blade tonight?
Yeah, I haven't watched Blade in a long time.
All right. I'm
Some
done with that.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate up hills, Dave.
I agree.
Okay, let's get out of here. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, I'm a little rusty at this, but check us out on the Geek Fix store on Facebook. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and drop us an e-notes at geeksnextdoor.ft or geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
See, you ain't rusty. You're like a well-honed owl that goes, hoo, hoo, and then you tell us what happened. Cool. Good job. All right. Thanks for being here, guys. We'll talk to everybody later. Have a good night. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Hey, if you ran from your house to my house, it's only 11.9 miles.